Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Tip on the BetM Network. I'm Jelsa Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. And here is what's on deck for the next hour. We'll start with our best bets in Thursday night football. It should be a good one between the Lions and the Cowboys, at least from a prop standpoint. I'm betting on a lot of things. And then at 7:20, we go on to the NBA. What games we are considering placing a wager on tonight. And then it's on to our survivor picks, who's winning outright in the NFL this week. All right, Jenk, so here is a very in-the-weeds thing. That maybe it's just me because I do like some, I don't know what the word is, maybe like academic type things. But when people have a certain last name that I've never seen before, I always wonder, like, where did that last name come from? Like, where, you know, in Europe, in Africa, wherever. So, like, the first time that I saw Isaac Tislaz, last name across the back of his Lions uniform, I was like, what the hell is up with that capitalization?
Right.
Because it's not the actual last name. It's the fact that it's T-E-S or capital S and then back to lowercase L-A-A. Okay. So I looked this up and apparently the name itself is French, but the family says that they are all Dutch. So I don't know where that happened. It said something along the lines of like the French Huguenots made their way to the Netherlands and my grandparents came from the Netherlands. So I just think it's one of those fascinating things. Like I was going to ask you, Jenkins feels pretty common, but do you know your ancestry?
God, no, I don't. I know that I'm a little Irish. I've got a touch of Native American, but I don't know the full, like the full scope. And I would send out my DNA, but I'm not giving anybody my DNA. No way. No website is getting that. You're not, that's the last thing you're not getting from me. You might have my fingerprints. You might have my eyeballs. You might have AI face recognition. You're not getting my DNA. But from what I've been told, it's some European, but also a small touch of Native American because of my grandfather.
Ah, I do think it's fascinating though. Like I had to do a school project in high school, and this is before like, you, me, and 23andMe and all those DNA tests. So I had to literally ask people. And luckily, my grandparents were like still alive. So I actually got to ask them, hey, where did your grandparents come from? So like my family, obviously, Messenger is Messinger. It's German. So most of my family is German. There is a small like sampling, I think, of Native American because most of my family is from Kansas. Like they all immigrated from Germany to Kansas somehow, both families. But there is, I think, a small portion of Native American. I think especially if you're from, I don't know what that, it's not the Midwest, but like Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. There's obviously a lot of, you know, Indian background.
For sure.
But I do think it's fascinating to learn about yourself and like where you came from. So it was one of those things that I thought it was cool and we got it down to the exact region. And in fact, we still have a lot of relatives that live in Germany.
Oh, that's really cool. I've always wanted to do that. And I know there's a more traditional way to do it, right? Like you talk to family members and then you can trace your lineage and you can look at records and things like that. But that's also it's meticulous work. It's tedious work and rewarding work at the same time. The easy way, of course, is just to send off your DNA. But it's the one thing I won't do. It's just the one thing I won't let myself do. But I agree. It's totally fascinating. And you're always surprised, I feel like. Sometimes it's like once in a blue moon, you're like, okay, this doesn't surprise me at all. But I feel like most people, if you trace back far enough, you end up finding connections that you would have never imagined in the first place.
Well, and I think because a lot of us are mutts. Like most of us are not like from one place. It is a mixture.
Right.
And so people find these little percentages and they're like, where the hell did that come from? So it is interesting to find the etymology of your last name. All right. So speaking of Isaac Tesla, let's go to the Lions and the Cowboys and maybe a little tease of maybe a player prop that I am going with. So let's talk about this game line first. Cowboys and Lions. Lions 3-point home favorites, total of 54.5, which obviously I think to myself, this means you need to play props because we love playing overs. But Jenks, let's start with who we think wins the game. Do you think the Lions are the play here?
No, I think the Cowboys are the play. I really like the way the Cowboys are playing right now. I don't like the Cowboys, but from a betting perspective, I think they're the right call here. Cowboys getting 3 points. This Cowboys team, at least over the past 3 weeks, I feel like has found something. I hate watching it as a Washington fan, but Quinnen Williams, I apologize. I was not familiar with your game. Lost in that, all the Micah Parsons hubbub and, they're not going to be any good on defense. Well, the Cowboys had other plans too. Like they weren't done making moves after they traded away Micah Parsons. And I think getting Quinnen Williams was such a boon for this defense because they have been different. They had been virtually impossible to run on since they got Williams in the line. And it looks like they're going to get Trayvon Diggs tonight back as well in the secondary. So that's going to make them even more effective. And then conversely, when you look at the Lions, they're really banged up right now. I think the Cowboys can make Detroit one-dimensional. As good as Jahmyr Gibbs is, as good as David Montgomery is, the Cowboys have been great at shutting down the running game for opposing teams. What does that mean? It means Jared Goff needs to go to the air. Well, now Sam Laporta out for the season. He just had back surgery. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think, is going to be a game-time decision. I don't know. Maybe I'm not giving the Lions enough credit because they're very good, but they're not as dynamic as they were last year. But I think the Cowboys are the play.
Well, I think it's just a tale of two teams where it's one has their stock going way up where they have just faced the two teams that faced off in the Super Bowl last year and beat them both outright as 3-point and 3.5-point underdogs. So same line in this game. And it feels like the Lions are just a team that's just really hurt right now. Like you mentioned, the injury report is really long. Mm-hmm. And especially when you have already gone down one of your best receiving threats in Sam Laporta, who's out for the indefinite future. And now Amon-Ra St. Brown might not play. That is two big weapons, especially when you're talking about a shootout. Because here's the thing. I don't think people have ever questioned the Dallas passing attack. Dak Prescott quietly is putting up big numbers. And especially with the receivers that he has, it feels like the Cowboys certainly have a chance. At least they're going to put points up on the board. And now they've added a defense that at least keeps them in games. Like you mentioned, Quinnen Williams in the middle blocking opposing run attacks. Maybe the Lions can keep it, keep it closed. They're the favorites. Maybe they can certainly punish this Dallas defense and the secondary because I will say from a fantasy perspective, this has been the biggest weakness of the Cowboys, giving up the fourth most receiving yards to opposing receivers and the most fantasy points against opposing receivers. So there's certainly a pathway in which the Lions look good in this game. I'm not saying that. The only thing I can go against the Cowboys, especially the fact that they are getting 3 points, is the fact that this has been a tough road. And we know situational spots matter in the NFL, and especially when you play two very high-profile games against the Chiefs and the Eagles. If there's ever maybe like a letdown spot, and maybe that's not even the right word because it just feels like it's physically challenging when you play those type of teams. It's just been kind of a tough stretch for Dallas despite the wins. Sometimes that can pile up and sometimes it can be tough to have another great effort for the third week in a row.
No, it's very true. And it's never easy going into Detroit and playing the Lions because they're very good at home and that home crowd is great. But I just feel like here that I need to see more from the Lions. And I said this last week when I was on the Packers in Detroit. And I was like, you know, if you look at Detroit's schedule, they've been pretty good. But what do we know about the Lions? How much of what we've seen from the Lions are we basing on last year and basing on them beating up on bad teams or mediocre teams? I want to see the Lions perform in a big spot against a really good team, and we haven't necessarily seen that for the majority of the season. So I think this will be a very good test because the Cowboys are better than their record. That's the thing. This is about momentum this time of year. They're still not favorites to make the playoffs. There's a possibility, and even Jerry Jones was talking about our best way to make the postseason in the NFL is to win the division, which, you know, if the Eagles continue to falter, I mean, who knows? The Eagles are sort of an internal mess right now. Maybe that's a possibility. So the odds are against them, but they need this win. They're a desperate team. They're playing really well. I want to see what happens tonight. This is going to be, for me, just an interesting game to watch. We're going to find out a lot about whether the Cowboys are going to have this momentum and make a run or whether the Lions are a bit more of a paper tiger than I think they are. I think they're better than that, but we're going to find out tonight because Dallas is playing good football.
Right, and especially since it's another game that's going to be played indoors, I think that's really conducive to what the Cowboys do through the air. And it just feels like it's not even the fact that maybe the Lions are a paper tiger. I just think they're hurt. You know, the injuries just keep piling up, especially on the defensive side of things. And we've seen it over the last few weeks. So maybe it's just one of those years, because I will say this, this is still a big game for the Lions as well. They're not, you know, penciled in for the postseason if the season ended today. So they need to continue winning games as well. But first thing that stood out to me in this game was the total, Jenks. Oddsmakers are expecting a ton of points in this game. And again, it's indoors. It's two great offenses. But 54.5 is a very, very high number. So are you touching this total?
I like the under. This seems way high to me. Like 54 and a hook in an NFL game is a high total. This is a college total. It's a ton of scoring in the NFL. And I understand why, right? Because the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, it's prime time. It's going to be a shootout. Jared Goff and Dak Prescott going back and forth, back and forth. But then I think about that Cowboys defense and how much better it's played over the past few weeks. I think about the Lions and their offensive weapons being out of the lineup. And then I think about the Cowboys. And look, the Lions defense can be had, but they are still a, what, top 15 defense. So they're a little bit better than you might think. I just think in the NFL, unless you have a super strong idea or a super strong handicap, 54.5 just seems a touch high to me. I would go under.
I don't think I'm brave enough to play an under in this game. I can agree with you that it is a very high number, but if any teams can get to it, it's certainly both of these teams. But instead of playing a total, I think props are the way to go, because that way you don't have to be like sweating one more touchdown. And the yardage can still be there. So even if, you know, they put the clamps down inside the red zone, your props can still get home. So let's start with the Lions side, because like I mentioned, the Cowboys, one of the most palatable matchups for opposing wide receivers. But the question is, who's it going to be, since Amon-Ra St. Brown may not be playing in this one? He is questionable for this game. And we've seen from the Lions the emergence of the guy that I was talking about earlier, Isaac Tislaw. Played in 92% of snaps last week. He didn't have a huge output, only 35 yards receiving on two catches, two targets. But you also get a low number on him this week. I think it's around the same thing that he had last week, where it was, it's 35.5. I think he has a really high ceiling. He is a physical mismatch for a lot of guys because he is a big receiver standing at 6'4". And he's a physical guy and a young guy that I feel like the Lions will use more going forward, simply because there's no Sam Laporta and probably no Amon-Ra St. Brown. So a low number on him, especially with the great matchup against the Cowboys defense, giving up the most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. I think that's one. And then you could go with the Cowboys. It feels like every single week, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens are always in play. So pick your poison there. I think I'd lean towards CeeDee Lamb. But Jenks, do you like any of these props?
I love George Pickens tonight. George Pickens has been awesome. And I think he is due for a big game. I mean, he has been one of, I think, the more underrated signings in the National Football League or trades, where you brought him in and you're like, how is he going to fit in with CeeDee Lamb? Because he was so unhappy with the Steelers, right? He was always speaking up or fighting people, you know, even when he wasn't receiving the football. He's been awesome. If you look at his receiving total, it's 77 and a hook. I mean, he has hit this number in 8 of his last 9 and in 7 straight. He's also faced some really good defenses during that time. Chiefs and the Broncos. We were just talking about how good the Broncos are defensively with Pat Surtain. I think he was out for that game against the Cowboys. Regardless, still a great defense, and he continues to get it done. I think this number is a little too low, and I don't mind it, even though I like the under in this game. So I'm going to roll with George Pickens.
Yeah, I think any way you slice it, somebody's going to be hauling in a bunch of yards. Or you could just take Dak Prescott to go over his yardage total. Coming up next, we switch gears to basketball. What's going on in the NBA tonight? It's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
GM, day edition of the Daily Tip. In a few minutes, we'll get to our favorite NBA plays of the day. It is a smallish slate, but I think we are trying to get people back acclimated to betting on the NBA because, listen, it's been a lot lately with the NFL, with college football, with college basketball entering the fold. So I understand some people have kind of left the NBA on the back burner. So, Jenks, before we get started, let's do a little refresher course because there are some wonky things going on in the NBA right now when it comes to the standings. Mm-hmm. I think people need reminding that the Eastern Conference is kind of wild right now. It feels to me like it almost resembles the AFC in football, where it's not the top contenders that you would think who are standing atop the standings. It's the Pistons, who are 17-5 with the top spot in the East. 2 games back are the Raptors. The Knicks, okay, maybe that's a team you would have predicted. 2.5 games back. But further down are the Cavs. Right now they're in the 7 spot at 13-10, maybe not living up to what we thought just yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks are surprisingly good. Even without Trae Young, maybe they're a better team without Trae Young standing at 13-10. But also from a betting perspective, I think it's always good to look at the teams that are absolutely terrible. We'll talk about the Wizards. They're at the very bottom of the Eastern Conference, standing at 3-17. But, like, the craziest stat I think of all in the NBA right now, the Thunder are 22-1. 21-1, excuse me. But still, Jake's 21-1, coming off winning a championship. That level of domination, not only does it take skill, depth, concentration, focus, whatever, but right. like the fact that complacency has not hit the Thunder at all in a league where people point at the NBA constantly and say, oh, nobody cares about the NBA until, you know, a month before the postseason. Yeah. Clearly the Thunder still care about the regular season.
Well, and not only that, Jalen Williams, just like they've done this thus far, the majority of this start to the season without even their full complement of weapons. That's what's amazing to me. It's okay, now there's a target on your back each and every single week. You've done most of this without being completely healthy, and they're not just winning. Like, they're dominating teams. Like, they're still one of the best covering teams in the NBA. So it's crazy to me the pace at which they're playing and the motivation there. Like, there's almost always a little bit of a letdown after you win a title. It's natural, but they look better than they did last year. They're so young and they have so much potential. I mean, you're talking about potentially, I don't like to throw around the word dynasty a whole lot because I feel like that can get overused, but because of where they are and because of the talent that they have and because of the roster that they put together, I mean, we could see this coming. Before last year, how many times were we saying, oh, it's only going to be a couple years before the Thunder are going to be awesome? You can tell they're right there on the cusp. Well, now they're not on the cusp. They are the defending NBA champions, and now they look like they have this long shelf life out of them.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not like they're skating by in games. They're not the Chicago Bears. They have the best points differential in all of NBA by a pretty wide margin at 15.3 points per game. Like, if you look across the way at the Eastern Conference, the Pistons, who are leading the league, have a points differential of 5.1, so a far cry from the domination that's going on in the Western Conference. So we'll see. And of course, like I mentioned, the Western Conference feels a little bit more established with the veteran teams, with the Lakers in the two spot, Rockets, and then Spurs making their ascent. We know they're a younger team with Wimby and what he can do. I know he's missed time. And then last night we saw Jamal Murray score, what was it, 52 points for the Nuggets? I know it's been a Nuggets team that maybe isn't as dominant as we've seen in years past. Like, offensively, it feels like they can certainly get things done, but their defense is not really up to snuff. But still 15-6 on the season. And is anybody looking at Nikola Jokic and be like, yeah, that's not a team that's going to contend? Like, the Nuggets are always going to be there.
Yes. I mean, and I love that they're just kind of lying in wait. I think the Nuggets are going to be, well, they are a good team. And they're one of those teams that they've gotten to the point now where they know the drill. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like the Bills, where now the Bills have never won at all, but they've had so much success, sustained success, and they have established superstars, and they have an established footprint. Like, you know what you're going to get from these guys each and every single night, right? Each and every single year. So if you're talking about a team that can use its playoff experience and can step up and can beat anyone potentially because of the talent on their roster. And also, Jamal Murray is interesting because, you know, he's normally a guy, if you look at his reputation across the league, I mean, he's always been a very good player, but normally he's a guy that comes on late. You know, he sort of starts each and every year off slow, and then once it's late in the year, once the postseason hits, you're like, oh yeah, I forgot how damn good Jamal Murray is. So one of the real bright spots for Denver is seeing Jamal Murray step up the way he has so early in the season. But yeah, Nuggets are always going to be a threat.
Right, like, if Jamal Murray is hot, what are you going to do, double team him? And like, leave somebody open and leave, you know, Nikola Jokic with just one person on him? It's just one of those things that's really hard to defend. Excuse me, before I cough, Jenks, let's get to some of these games. First on the slate for us, Celtics and Wizards. And like I mentioned, sometimes a great strategy in betting is just fading the worst teams in the league. This one probably fits the bill. Wizards getting 9.5 points against the Celtics in this one, total of 228.5. So is it just copy-paste? Are we fading the Wizards here?
Yeah, I mean, the Wizards are so bad. They are so bad. I can't believe this number is so short. Like, I understand the Celtics are not the Celtics of last year because of injuries and they've lost different guys, and this is kind of a throwaway for them. But at some places, you can get an 8.5. Is that true? Well, my friends, lay it with the Celtics. Like, the Wizards are so banged up. Like, my guy Trey Johnson is out of the lineup right now, and I've been looking forward to seeing him play out of Texas, obviously. But then you've got Alex Sarr, and he's going to miss the next couple of games. So the Wizards might be at home, but they are still the second worst team against the number in the NBA. Just if you fade the Wizards or the Pelicans or some of these bad teams on a regular basis until the number catches up, you're probably going to be on the right side. If somebody wants to make a case for Washington, I'd love to hear it. The new arena plans look great. That's about it.
Yeah. Feels like the same thing for the Titans. Like, the only positive remarks people can say are like, oh, don't they have a new stadium? Yeah, that's
right. Yeah.
But especially at home, like the Wizards this year against the number at home, just 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you look at the Celtics, pretty middling, 11-10 ATS this year. But I'll say this about the Wizards. They have covered in 3 of their last 5, but do I still want to trust them? No. Because here's the thing in the NBA. Some of these really bad teams, they'll look fine for a couple of quarters.
Yeah.
And then the wheels fall off in like the fourth quarter and they'll lose by 25. And I think Washington is capable of that every single night. So I'll be going against the Wizards once again. All right, next up, how about we go to the Warriors and the Sixers. Tight spread in this one. Philly, laying 3.5 at home. Total of 223.5. Jinx, I need to drink something. Do you have a handicap
right
here?
Oh, let's go. Here's the thing. I would recommend... I feel like this story went underreported. The 76ers just got fined $100,000 by the NBA. This was yesterday. And you know why? Because on Sunday, against the Hawks, they listed Joel Embiid as out, and then he played. So the Sixers lost regardless in double overtime, 142 to 132. But first of all, imagine betting on that game and putting your money down based on that injury report and then being like, you guys said he was out. Again, they lost anyway, but still, the principle remains the same. How are you supposed to handicap a game when the team itself is misleading you? It's not the first time they've done that, by the way. But the reason why I mention that is because I think Joel Embiid is going to play tonight, because that game went to double overtime. What did the Sixers do? They said, okay, that's a lot. That's a lot of playing time for our guy who's constantly banged up. So then they sat him out against the Wizards last time out. So it looks like he's going to play tonight. We think he's going to play tonight. But who knows? I think I would lay the 3.5 with the Sixers because I think Joel Embiid is going to return. But I just don't know. I kind of don't want to mess with the franchise right now because you never know from day in to day out whether or not Joel Embiid is going to play, regardless of where he is on the injury report. Probably a pass for me, but I guess I would lean Sixers.
Well, here's one thing that you can count on, and that's Tyrese Maxey. I know a lot of people still view Joel Embiid as the face of the franchise, but what Tyrese Maxey has been doing is incredible. He's averaging 32.5 points per game this year. Last two games, 35 and 44, and especially that game against Washington, he didn't have a single turnover, which is a big deal for somebody who's handling the ball as much as Tyrese Maxey is. Tonight is a somewhat favorable matchup against the Warriors. If you look at a fantasy standpoint, you can get Tyrese Maxey 30-plus points for minus 155. I am not seeing the over-under over on BetMGM just yet, probably because we don't know what's going on with Joel Embiid. But again, if you want to play somebody in the props market, it does feel like Tyrese Maxey is a very dependable guy. Total is not super high at 225.5, but it's healthy enough to where I think Tyrese Maxey could get the job done. And especially if Joel Embiid does not play, that is more of the onus that the offense rests on the shoulders of Tyrese Maxey. Even if he wanted to do points, rebounds, and assists, he's been filling out the stat sheet as well. 7.5 assists per game, along with almost 5 rebounds per game as well. So Tyrese Maxey has really developed into one of the top contributors in the NBA this year. And it's wild because, again, you always think of Joel Embiid as the face of the franchise, but Maxey has been incredible.
Oh, man. That's the guy that you should really focus on. So I think that's a really good point. I know you say Embiid, Paul George, but Tyrese Maxey, I love to see guys who've been grinding and working so hard to finally sort of get their due. And every time you look down, it's actually Tyrese Maxey leading the way. So maybe you look at a player prop or something like that. But he's kind of been Philly's secret weapon, because with all of the, you know, the injury concerns or whatever has gone on with the 76ers, who's the one guy that you always say, well, we know Maxey's going to get it done. I mean, he steps up in a big way each and every time that they're on the court. So I think if you're looking at a player prop and a total of 223 and a, you know, just kind of seems like a normal total, not necessarily super high, but he's always a good play.
Yeah, and it should be mentioned that Steph Curry is not going to play in this game either. So if you're wondering why the Sixers are favored, that goes into it as well. All right, finally, let's go to New Orleans. Pelicans and Timberwolves. Timberwolves laying a half, total of 232 and a half. Jenks, can you make a case for the Pelicans? If we're talking about really bad teams, New Orleans certainly fits the bill as well.
Can I just say I'm over Zion Williamson? Like, it's over. Like, this is a guy who is incredibly talented, but he's never going to be this unbelievable superstar in the NBA because he's always injured. Chelsea, he's injured again. Like, again. So he's already missed 11 games this season, and now he's out because he has a hip adductor strain. Like, it's always something with Zion. And we hear, oh, he's lost some weight. Maybe he's gained some weight. Like, he just fluctuates all over the place. But he just cannot stay healthy. So he's out for 3 weeks at a minimum. If you look at his career, and this is crazy to me, of all the games that he could have played with the Pelicans, he's played in 45% of their games. He hasn't even hit the 50% mark. And when he's on the court, you're like, wow, he's really talented, but he's never on the court. He's going to be out again. Pelicans are 3-19 this season. I mean, I know it's a big number, but, you know, I think we've seen over the NBA, at least for me, actually compared to when we started this show, that big numbers don't scare me like they used to in the NBA, because there's such a discrepancy now and because there's such wild swings. I mean, you still need to be careful. There's no question about it. But the Pelicans aren't just 3-19 overall. They're 3-19 against the number. That is number one, as in worst against the number. They're the worst team against the spread in the NBA. Now Zion's out. So if you're scared of a double-digit spread, I get that. But the only choice here is just to lay the points with Minnesota.
I will say this. Like, the Pelicans have been covering in this recent stretch. Three straight covers for the Pelicans, including this game against Minnesota that they just played in, where the Pelicans did lose. But Minnesota won that game 149 to 142. I don't think it's going to be the case again for the Pelicans. But, like, despite how bad the Pelicans are, like, again, they've been covering some numbers. So it's not a game that I really want to play, especially with a number that big. But I will say this. If anybody can score a ton of points, it's the Timberwolves. A really good offense there, but we saw it last time around just a couple days ago in this exact matchup that they also gave up 142 points. So I don't know. It's not going to be an NBA betting night for me, especially with an 11.5 point spread. I think I will be betting on the NFL. And speaking of, we've got our Survivor picks ready for this week in the NFL coming up next after the break on the Daily Tip.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, we're back. And it's time to play Survivor as we give out our favorite outright plays in the NFL in mere moments here on the show. Jenks, it feels like we haven't talked about the Bucks too much. Like, I was just mulling my decision, and ultimately I did not go with the Bucks as 8.5-point favorites at home over the Saints. But I feel like it used a weekly occurrence where the Bucks used to be in our power rankings. And now they've hit this stretch where they've had some injuries. I know Baker Mayfield has been banged up. But they had a win over the Cardinals last time around, where they won 20-17. But before that, they got beat up by some of the better teams in the NFL. Like, lost to the Rams 34-7, lost to the Bills 44-32. That was the game where Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns by himself. Do you think we're not giving the Bucks enough credit? Like, it feels like they're just there lurking underneath the surface, and maybe they don't have the talent of some of these top-end teams, especially in the NFC. Like, maybe if the Bucks were in the AFC, it would be a different story. But it just feels like a team that we haven't been talking about that much.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I think what we've seen with the Bucks is that they've sort of reverted to the mean a little bit and have had a little bit of negative regression. Like, they're really good and they have the talent, and Baker has been unbelievable this season. They've been battling injuries as well. But I think when you look at the NFC, that it's just there's a lot of teams that get lost in the mix. Like, I don't know what to do with the NFC, right? Like, the Eagles are super talented, but they kind of don't like each other. The Lions can be dynamic, but they aren't what they were last year. Are the Bears really that good? They seem that way. I think they might be. The Rams seem like they're the class of the NFC. I mean, they're certainly the favorites right now. The Bucks have the talent. I think it's not necessarily that the Bucks aren't what they were early. It's just that they stood out so much early on. But now the NFC is, you know, you can make a case for so many different teams. It's easy to forget about them. But yes, they're still Tampa Bay. The talent is still there. It's just that there's a lot of interesting storylines, and they're kind of getting folded into that mix.
Right. I think it's a lot of things that are kind of built into one because, like you mentioned, the teams in the NFC just feel better. Number two, the Panthers have been a surprise. So it's not a foregone conclusion that the Bucks are just going to run the table in the NFC South because the Panthers have been a surprise. And then you factor in the injuries. Like, when Mike Evans went down, that was a big one. But the good news is that Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan have both been back at practice and should be back at some point. So that's the thing. Maybe the Bucks are one of those teams where if you're looking for a team that the stock is way down right now, maybe the Bucks are it, and we'll see this weekend how good they look against a bad Saints team. So I was contemplating choosing them, but ultimately I went with somebody else. So let's get to our favorite Survivor place.
One man leaves!
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right. I'm sensing a theme with our picks where we're choosing the best teams in the NFL, but also teams in the NFC. All right, Jenks, you want to start us off here? Who's your choice for Survivor this week?
I'm going to go with the best team in the NFC, the LA Rams. I know they lost to Carolina. Matt Stafford wasn't on his game. And I actually watched a lot of that game, which was kind of crazy. However, I'll say this. It's a nice bounce back spot for LA, the Cards or whatever, the Cardinals. And I always love a great team coming off a tough loss. It's a good chance for them to get back on track. I think Matt Stafford is going to go off again. And again, I still think that LA is the best team in the NFC. So they make a statement this weekend against the Cards and they win easily.
Yeah, I think that's an easy pick to justify. Anytime you pick the Rams, like especially coming off a loss, does not feel like you can keep that good of a team down for long. All right, so speaking of good teams in the NFC, how about the other great one that's standing in the same division? I'm going to go with the Seahawks over Atlanta this week. I know the Falcons have had some games where they've contended with some good teams. In fact, like remember that time they beat the Bills? So that's what kind of scares me about the Falcons. It's they're kind of all over the place. But at the end of the day, the Seahawks are the much better overall team because they have the great quarterback in Sam Darnold, who has probably the best receiver in the league right now, at least from a production standpoint, in JSN. And plus, they have one of the best defenses in the NFL. If you look at points per game, there was a time, you know, in the NFL where the Falcons had some of the best numbers. Gone are those days, and Seattle standing at number 3 overall in points allowed per game, giving up just 18 points per game to opponents. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks, big favorites on the road over Atlanta. All right, David, who you got this week?
I am fading the Raiders once again. It's worked for me in the past. And I'm going with supposedly one of the best teams in the AFC. I know it's a divisional game. I don't care. The Raiders are that bad. I'm taking the Broncos over the Raiders. I don't necessarily trust the Broncos to maybe cover, but I think they'll win no problem. So, yeah, Broncos over Raiders.
Right. If the Broncos play like they normally play in the fourth quarter, they'll win this game. Maybe they don't cover the number. I think this is a great teaser leg as well. If you want to throw that in a teaser, 7.5-point favorites, you can tease it down to 1.5 and a great outright play as well. And then finally, Den, who you got this week in Survivor?
Chelsea, you and I are in the same boat. I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks over the Falcons. I think defensively they're too good. But to be honest, I think most defenses look excellent when you're taking on Kirk Cousins right now. At one point, he was one of my favorite quarterbacks, and that point has gone long gone. He's tough to watch, man. He just doesn't have any more retirement tour for Kirk. I think Seattle puts Atlanta down pretty easy.
I know. It was strange to me that there was like a second in the NFL where people were like, are the Falcons for real? And then that second was over. We were like, no, the Bills just kind of lose it sometimes. And they lose to bad teams. So it's funny how the waves in the NFL go. But like I said, like that's the only pause that it gives me is that the Falcons have beaten some good teams. Occasionally they'll string things together. But it's not something that I would like flip my bet on and say, oh, well, I believe in the Falcons. No, I don't believe in the Falcons. I believe in, you know, the blue chip stock here, and that is the Seattle Seahawks. Did anybody have honorable mentions? Like I mentioned the Bucks as 8.5-point home favorites against the Saints. Were there any like close calls for your Survivor picks? Anyone?
I don't know. I just immediately saw Rams. I'm like, I'll go Rams. I looked at Broncos too. I mean, I think that's always a good call, just fading a bad team. And the Broncos have a defense where are the Raiders going to move the ball on the Broncos? No, they're not. Double D says the Falcons have quit on Raheem Morris. We're going to talk about that. Double D, I mean, you're the Penn State and the Falcons guy.
100% they've quit on Raheem. Raheem Morris, this the other reason that I don't think Mike Tomlin, even if he gets let go by the Steelers, is going anywhere. I mean, Chelsea brought up she'd love him on the Titans. Hey, I'm right here going, get rid of Raheem Morris. Let's bring in Mike Tomlin to Atlanta for sure. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Yeah, that team looks like it's completely quit on Raheem Morris. I don't know what happened, where the disconnect happened, but one, he doesn't make great coaching decisions, and two, yeah, they've had enough, I think. They will move on from Raheem Morris after this season.
Well, and plus, like, the Seahawks are just a good team. So, like, even if they did have their ish together, it's just a tough matchup. I will say on the flip side, I feel like there are a lot of big favorites this week that I'm not trusting. Like, you look at the Ravens, 6-point home favorites against the Steelers. I ain't playing Survivor with any team in the AFC North. Like, that just feels very volatile to me. And then you look at this Bills game. Bills 5.5-point home favorites against another AFC North team and the Bengals. So I think this week for Survivor, a lot of it was process of elimination. Because normally you look at the big favorites. Some of the big favorites this week don't feel that trustworthy to me.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, this wasn't the easiest Survivor week. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've had weeks where you immediately glance on the board and you're like, oh my God, easy. So this is a little more challenging than some that we've seen.
Well, and then the other one is the Packers, 6.5-point home favorites against the Bears. Do we think the Bears have a chance to win that game outright?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Anyone?
They're the cockroach. You try and squish the Bears, and they just won't. They just won't die. They literally are the living embodiment of a cockroach. I have not watched a Bears game and thought, man, this team is awesome. But they still find ways to win, and they're on the path to being the number one seed in the conference.
Right. So my question is, if you're getting 6.5 points with that team, would you take it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you have to, right?
100%. Yes.
Yeah. This is one of those teams where you can't. I think Dent said, like, these guys just hang around. It's like, I thought you guys were dead. Like, when are you going to die already? Like, you keep stomping on them, like, okay. And like, no, still hanging around. But they're breaking through. And at some point, you have to accept that a team is who they are and that they are a good football team, no matter how they're winning, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you thought they were going to do before the season. And they do. So, yeah, I'd grab those points.
I just looked at the weather. It's going to be 17 degrees.
God. Woof.
Because I thought myself, is there any, like, weather factor that would be the equalizer here? But, like, it's not like the Bears play in Miami. So I don't think it's going to be as much of a factor as, like, you know, they know how to play in cold weather. But still, 6.5 points, especially with the Packers not being the most trustworthy favorites this year, as we've seen them lose to some much worse teams this season. So I don't think 6.5 points is something I want to lay with the Packers, even though Lambeau is obviously going to be a great home field advantage as we get to the month of December. And it should be noted, Toyotathon has started. And doesn't everybody say that Jordan Love is amazing during Toyotathon?
Yep. It's his time of year. Toyotathon. Mm. Come on, baby. Oh, man.
Right?
Does that factor into your handicap at all, Toyotathon?
No, even though I see the commercials and that's the first thing I think of is Jordan Love being amazing during Toyotathon. All right, coming up next, hour three of the show. We'll start with Chris Mack joining the show to talk Steelers, to talk Mike Tomlin, to talk Penn State. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.